Where's the reef? I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Coral reefs, vital complex ecosystems that support countless underwater species, now need our support. One-third of the world's reefs have already been destroyed, and factors like global warming threaten even more loss. To help stem the tide, a group of scientists led by the American Museum of Natural History's Center for Biodiversity Conservation recently demonstrated the benefits of marine reserves. These safe havens give the reefs and the ecosystem a fighting chance to recover. Sort of reef rehab.
Exuma Keys Land and Sea Park, the Bahamas.
The research team found the number of corals doubled in areas protected from human activities, such as fishing or prospecting. When native fish species are left to do their own thing, the reefs can heal themselves. Of particular interest to the group is the parrotfish. Stunningly beautiful, it loves to dine on harmful algae, promoting a better coral growing environment. This is the first evidence that marine reserves could be a real coral salvation. Sorry. Sometimes the best thing we can do to help nature is just to leave it alone.
The Discovery Files covers projects funded by the government's National Science Foundation. Federally sponsored research brought to you by you. Learn more at nsf.gov or on our podcast.